Hey, how's it going? Oh no, nothing like that. I am completely confident in your abilities, darling. I just wanted to check in on you since I hadn't heard from you. I mean, part of me just knew you must be caught up in your writing frenzy. Just pecking at the keys and producing provocative prose and sexy things. Oh. So my dear scribe is having some writer's block, huh? Aw, you poor thing. Come. Let's see what you've got so far. Don't be shy, you know a second set of eyes can help. Well, I mean, it's still in its earliest stages, darling, but I'm sure it is going to be fabulous. Do I really think so? I know so, love. It's got so much potential. Now, you just keep pecking away and I'll just stand over here and wait. You really got something here. How's it going? Anything good? I know you can't have written the whole thing in 2 minutes, but it looked like you caught an idea and were taking off. It's not good. And just let me see about that. No, it's not bad. It's just, throbby cunt plug? Is that in reference to his dick? Or like an actual plug? Oh no, don't get all bent out of shape, honey. I know you're trying. I'm sure it's going to lead to something. I just can't see it yet. Please, keep going. Don't give up yet. Would it help if I stood here and rubbed your shoulders? Yeah? Good. Oof, so tense, darling. I'll take care of that. Just you keep writing. There you go. Just relax into it. You're getting the flow now. And now, stop with the sexy writing. You smell good. I can't quite pinpoint the scent, but it seems natural. I'm sorry, I got distracted. You too, huh? We need to focus here. We both want it to be more prolific this year, right? Okay, so that means more scripts. You do the writing, I'll get filled. I mean, we'll do the filling. Well, you know what I mean. Okay, so back to business. What if we look at what tags you're working with? What inspired you to start writing this one? Or rather, what were you wanting to work with? Ooh. You know, I like that one. Yes, you do. You know, it's practically my favorite. Especially when you pair it with a few of my other favorites. Are you writing this one with me in mind? Anyways, as much as I love your sexy scripted eroticas, they can't all be for me. So let's keep digging. Okay. No, they aren't bad tags. They're really good. They seem to kind of be all over the place, darling. Now, you've got animalistic, primal, so delicious. But then you also have tender and sweet. Those are just as lovely, but I'm not quite sure how you're going to get them to work together. Do you have a plan to make them fit? Hey, what are you? I got on my hand. I see what you're saying. Your hand gripping my wrist is firm, but gentle, tender, but forceful. And you pressing your nose to it, taking in my scent. And now grazing my flesh with your teeth. Very primal. Animalistic. Fair enough. Point taken, you clever wordsmith. May I have my hand back, please? Thank you. Now, back to work. We're never going to get anywhere if we keep getting distracted like this. You wanted to put out more scripts this year. That was one of your goals. And that's why I'm here, darling. So you don't get frisky with me or get nothing done.
You're the one working here. How dare you?
All I came here to do is offer my favorite writer some help and to be so underappreciated. How cool you are. Don't you realize how much work it takes to play your pretty little muse? It's incredibly hard. I always have to be available, always sexy, always so accommodating to your whims, whatever your mood may be, and we all know how temperamental creative types are. We both definitely know how you get in your moods. Oh, I don't truly mind them, darling, just pointing out that they can vary. Tell you about it. Okay. But I'm feeling rather tired all of a sudden. All this musing about. Would you mind terribly if I had a seat? Oh, don't worry about a chair. I'll just perch myself right here on your desk. That works, right? This way you can see me and your screen when you need to. What was I saying? Oh, your moods. I was just simply commenting on how different they can be. Sometimes they are warm and cuddly, just deeply sensual. But sometimes you get a little voracious, dear. You restrain it as long as you can, I know. You want to be a good, well-behaved scriptor. But you can't deny that hunger you get at times, the need that you can't shake. It shows through in your writing. There's always a grain of truth, a piece of the author and their work one cannot help but insert oneself. Personally, I love it, but you know that. There's nothing wrong with going a little wild every now and again. But you are procrastinating. I came here to get you writing, so let's get to it. Come on, I know you can do it. I know there's plenty of sexy rolling around in that head of yours. So write, 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 write. I'll just sit here. For inspiration. I like that line. She sounds like a naughty girl. She's gonna get it, isn't she? Please tell me she gets it later. Good. She deserves it for talking like that. Sorry, I can't really see the screen from this angle. Here, move your arms for a second. There we go. Oh, how do you propose I help if I can't see what you're writing? That's what I thought. Besides, I'm not truly in your way, am I? Good. Now, keep going. That's very sexy. I think you're finding your groove with this one. Yeah, I'm really liking this scene. Now, doubt your talents. All you want, but this hot stuff, love. I mean, it's definitely got my attention. Yes. Is it getting hot in here to you? I know that was a cliche line. That's why you're the writer here, not me. Just keep at it while you found that sweet spot. Just ignore me. I'm not too in the way on your lap, am I? Okay, good. You know, I was just thinking about all the, situations you've put me in. I mean, I know they say every writer has their styles, and you definitely have your niche, but even so, you've taken me places wonderful, maddening, improbable places. Situations that will only ever be fantasy, but I've been able to explore them uninhibited, safely. Sometimes after recording one of your passionate scripts, I will just lay there in my bed, sweaty, completely spent, parts of my body still throbbing, nerves still firing, my heart pounding, trying to calm. But the words, they haunt me. Your words linger in my blood and cause my heart to race even when the performance is done. Something else. If I could confess something, sometimes, just for fun, I flick through your master list and just read your scripts. Ones I've performed, ones I haven't, and I just get so switched on. And it's not long before I find myself. Wow. Oh, I just realized this soft cotton dress barely contains my thighs sitting here in your lap. Aren't thighs so delicious? Truly an understated part of the form. You should mention thighs in your script. Well, of course not, darling. I wouldn't dream of telling you what to write. Just a little suggestion. I want to inspire you wherever I can. I mean, but come on, just look at my lap for a moment. My hands running up and down the length of them, over and over, until my fingertips reach all the way to the hem, flirting with it a little, teasing it. Maybe I should slide the fabric up a little and give you just a little peek. Yeah? You think so? Okay. There you go. Look how inviting they are. Full, and you know they must be soft. Supple. Can't you picture a hand squeezing and leaving its mark? How it would feel to run your tongue along them, to tease me into spreading more open for you. No touching, darling. You have writing to do. Keep your hands busy, but not on me. And you can't very well type when you're massaging the flesh of my thighs. Oh no, don't pout. I promise if you keep writing, it will be rewarding for the both of us. I don't think you've ever seen what your writing can do to me firsthand. It might be quite something to behold, baby. So keep your fingers on those keys, and I'll simply do enough touching for the both of us. I can tell the thighs are too much of a distraction just yet, so I'll pull my skirt back down. Yeah, it's not distracting. Okay, prove it. Write the next line and show me you aren't losing your focus. Oof. That's a good line. It's real. It has real hunger in it. Okay, but the skirt will stay. And to stay out of your way, I'll just lean back against you. Does that work? Lovely. So what happens next? How does our heroine respond to our silent actor? Ooh, oh, that's so good. That's nice. Oh, indeed. This is the stuff that keeps me coming back, honey. Sorry I keep squirming about the things you write. You know, just how to press all the right erotic triggers in me. Makes me feel sexy and so needy. You're the real power here. I'm the voice, but you're the soul. God, makes me wanna touch myself. You wouldn't mind if I did, would you? Good. My dress is practically at my waist with all my squirming. Barely an inch further to reach into my wet panties. Touch myself. I promise, my beautiful scribe, this isn't the first time I've done this to your work. to describe it. So naughty. So wet for you, darling. Feels so good to touch my soft circle on my hips all in your lap. I wanted to show you how you render me at your mercy. It's been a fantasy of mine for a while. I have a big one. You never realized. Well then, it's one of the only ways in which I would say you are a fool, because the rest of the time you are a completely desirable sapiosexual. You've mine so many fantasies, so many desires, so many different lusts and needs. So naturally, I want to feel your sex firsthand. I want to feel your heat, your heart race, your touch, your hot breath against my neck. Are you typing everything out that I'm saying? Oh, you wanna keep it? Oh fuck, that's so hot. You think it's sexy hearing me bearing my fantasy to you? Tell me again. Yes, I love it. Keep writing. Describe me, right? What you see. Use me. A sex goddess. Fuck me. Yes, I'm closer. I'm gonna come. You'll have when I come. Yeah? That's why you keep writing. Oh, fuck. You love you when you come. I'll come for you. I'll come for you. Right, I'm no help at all to you. Looks like you are going to have to do all the work this time, love. I'll tell you what, though. You write me something sexy, and I'll be back. I'm always right at your fingertips, perhaps. We'll even dig a little deeper into my fantasies about a certain sexy skyrunner I know, and see where it takes us. Maybe. Read you soon, darling.